is the subject of a tree. The Wikipedia says, a tree is a perennial woody plant. It is most often defined as a woody plant that has many secondary branches supported clear of the ground on a single main stem or trunk with clear apical dominance. A minimum height specification at maturity is cited by some authors, varying from 3 meters to 6 meters. Some authors set a minimum of 10 centimeter trunk diameter or 30 centimeter girth. Woody plants that do not meet these definitions by having multiple stems and or small size are called shrubs. Compared with most other plants, trees are long-lived, some reaching several thousand years old and growing to up to 150 meters or 379 feet high. I cite this, and then I ask Ion to define tree, probably including what we've left out in our present definitions in energy and universe, as presented, the definition presented at Wikipedia. What is this definition leaving out?
Bamboo.
What is that?
Bamboo is a tree. It can grow a foot in diameter. It can grow 60, 70 feet in the air. And it's what many things are made out of. And it is a tree, certainly not a shrub if it's 20 feet tall. It's not included in your definition. What about the trees that are cut down? There's ancient trees that have been cut off from source, from the earth, and yet they're still a tree.
You mean they're lying prostate? Is that what you're saying?
I am, but they're also in newspapers.
Oh.
And they're also in houses. And they're also in the construction of bridges.
Are you saying the energy of treeness, the quiddity, the essence of treeness is in another form?
No, I'm saying it's in the same form, but your definition says the tree has to be alive.
Hmm. And what's, why is that limited?
Well, because they accept that only to be the creation of what you call a tree. Once you cut the tree down, then they call it lumber or pulpwood or something else. But the same part that is a tree is the same tree either way. For example, even if you cut a tree down, okay, so now it is now no longer vertical and it's no longer alive and this kind of thing, then, but it still has sap inside of it and it still drips that sap, which is its life flow. Now, can it dry out? Yes, but a tree can die in the ground and lose its sap and still remain vertical. So a dead tree that's still standing is a tree. A live tree that cuts down is now something else. Isn't that interesting?
Why is bamboo not classified as a tree?
Not by your definition.
Well, the people who work with bamboo call them trees.
No, they don't.
Hmm.
They call them bamboo.
Right.
Because it doesn't fit the Wikipedia's definition of a tree. And yet they make bamboo floors out of it, and wood floors are bamboo. Interesting.
But what is the point you're making here about...
You asked what was wrong. What was an example that was in the earth that was not included in that definition?
Mm.
And the first thing was bamboo. There are others. There are others. Cinnamon is a tree. It's not a shrub. But they don't call them cinnamon trees.
And why is it a tree?
Well, because by your definition, it has a circumference of up to a couple of feet. And it grows to be, you know, mm-hmm. 15 to 30 feet tall.
Right. So...
Another one is a crepe myrtle.
With
a flowering bush. Shrub that can get, you know, 8 inches thick and 15 to 20 feet tall and flowers. A but they don't call that a tree.
Is a tree limited by its tree-ness and therefore is not involved with water, air, fire, or minerals? Or is the interplay of these elements part of tree-ness?
You'll have to be clearer with your asking, because that doesn't even make sense to non-physical.
Okay. Why are you saying that the tree is in lumber and in the house?
Well, because it's the pulpy, fibrous wood grain that is in the definition that you gave for what a tree is.
Yeah.
And you're asking, and that covers every aspect of life on planet Earth. And we've just started clicking off immediately names of things that are growing now that are not considered trees, but meet every criterion of a tree. And yet they're not known as trees because they don't fit your definition.
Why is the tree such an archetypal symbol in religions or in knowledge systems or occult systems? What is the main meaning of the tree that communicates to cultures through the eons?
We don't know that expression.
The tree of knowledge is one of them.
Yes. Okay. Well, it wasn't the tree of knowledge. That was established in the Garden of Eden as the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
Yes.
That's where we have a little issue.
Right.
It wasn't the tree of knowledge. It was the knowledge of. You can't forget that prepositional phrase that attaches to it.
Yes. So they talk about trees in architecture, software architecture design. What are they resonating with to bring the concept of tree into other knowledge charts or systems? Is it just because it looks like a tree or it's interconnected?
What looks like a tree?
I think it may be the
lining up with the question. Meaning, we hear what you say and we want to answer so desperately you can't imagine. But from you, we can't get there from here. But let me see if we got. Here's what we got out of what you just said. In architecture, okay? In architecture, they use in their work, I guess would be their renderings or their drawings or their aspects of creation, it's all in consideration or paralleling a tree?
No. I meant the term, use of the term trees in software design.
We're not aware of that.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe I misread that. What is it about trees that humans, if you bring in the non-physical element, that we're not recognizing?
Some humans recognize all aspects of trees. Some have no regard to trees, but some humans have regard for the sands of the sea, and others don't. So that would only be limited by the creation or the level of creation.
Will trees disappear from the planet over the next 2,000 years?
Just as soon as you start learning how to uncreate.
Will
which we? Which is never.
Which is never. Is there a problem in our world of so-called pollution today that's affecting trees in a way that will be a disservice to humans?
Never. The trees are actually the balancing act of drawing in the carbon dioxide and giving off oxygen. It's the counterpart. You speak of this pollution. Pollution. You somehow, you marvelous creators, you've not destroyed this earth so far. Try as you might, you still not destroyed the earth. So, don't worry, it'll be all right.
you see that the chopping down of the Amazon is not a big catastrophe?
We had life on Earth before there was growth in the Amazon.
Meaning the Amazon could disappear, and that wouldn't be a problem for the whole organism.
The Amazon will not disappear. The Amazon was not always a rainforest.
Ah, what was it?
It was desert.
Okay.
Just as the Sahara used to be thriving, and now it's a desert.
That's what I heard. Do they balance?
That's correct.
Is that a balancing operation?
Well, it's a creating operation.
No, I meant the Sahara goes into desert when the Amazon blooms. Vice versa, when the Amazon goes into desert.
Not necessarily. It's a good reach, but not necessarily. But it's a nice reach, but it's not necessarily.
So,
if you were to tie in the yin and the yang in that prospect, you could solve a whole lot of things. That would also explain the El Niño and the La Niña, the weather pattern, if that was the case. But that's just not the case. Because if the El Niño will run one way, and then the next thing you know, the La Niña will run the same way as the El Niño, which is just completely upside down. From what reality do we know about the rules regarding those